We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting for August 23rd to order. First thing is the approval agenda, Mr. Baker.
I have one suggested change under executive session. I would suggest that we delete job applicants, qualifications, personnel, and land acquisition. So we would leave pending potential litigation.
Oh, Mr. President, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
From last week, when Mrs. Webb and her staff saved us $8 million, or she's going to, by refinancing those bonds, I just wanted to say congratulations, and she does a great job.
Thank you.
We
certainly all agree. Anything else on the agenda? If not, entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Wilson, any question? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. In our packets, we had the meeting minutes of August 16th. Any corrections or changes? Hearing none, stand approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, there's one item, and this is addressed to George Cole. Dear George, first, my personal thanks for all the assistance you and the county provided to the town of Millville during my tenure as mayor, for recycling grants, neighborhood watch grant, and the Great Pumpkin Festival grant. All were greatly appreciated by the community. Once again, this October 1st, 2011, the town will be holding its third annual Great Pumpkin Festival at the Millville Volunteer Fire Company grounds. Some of the objectives of the festival include showcase local restaurants and other retail businesses, feature music from Indian River students, allow nonprofits to be included, and provide a safe, fun, low-cost day for our families in the community. We're asking again your support along with the county for a contribution to offset some of the basic costs, state police, dumpster, porta potties, amusements, etc. Any assistance that you and the county can provide will be greatly appreciated. And thank you for your consideration in this matter. Signed by Kerry Banks and Donald Mignon.
From the council, have any correspondence? If not, Mr. Baker.
Yes, good morning. The first item we have is recognition of Laurel Little League. Today we have the honor of having with us Sussex County's own world champion 2011 senior league softball team from Laurel. The last time a team from Sussex County won a Little League World Series was 30 years ago in 1981 when Georgetown boys won the senior league championship. The girls from Laurel defeated Puerto Rico in the final game to win the World Series Sunday a week ago at Roxana. And the final game was broadcast live on ESPN with a packed house at Roxana. People filled the bleachers and lined the outfield fences. An estimated 10,000 attended the 8th Senior League Softball World Series held in Roxana. And about 100 volunteers from throughout the county worked again this year to make the event successful. We have daughters of two county employees on the team. Joe Thomas and Donna Pusey are here, county employees. And we have with us today Mr. Martin Donovan. And we have, I think, Alan and Petey Holloway are here. Dawn Brazier is also here, also helped, and I know John Hall. I saw John Hall out there, but I don't know if like Martin would like to come up and introduce the team, or coaches would like to come up and introduce the team.
Thank you, Dave. I wasn't expecting that, but what I can tell you about this team. In the 8 years that I have been involved in this World Series, this team is probably the friendliest, happiest bunch of girls I've ever seen. No matter what happened, they were all smiling. And one of the things that struck me was when they were being interviewed by ESPN, one of the announcers, Pam Ward, asked the two girls being interviewed, or three girls, why they played Little League. And the response was, because it's fun. And that was a pretty neat response. Sometimes in the sports world, everybody gets so serious that we forget what sports is all about. Well, I'm here to tell you, these girls didn't. And I think the results is outstanding that they can win a World Series championship having fun. So I don't have their names, Dave, but as you can see, I think we got 12, yes. 11 girls here from the Laurel team. So.
Yes, we have a proclamation to honor the team. Whereas the County Council wishes to recognize District 3 girls softball team from Laurel for winning its first title as world champions during the Senior League World Series held in Roxana in August 2011. Whereas the team of 14 to 16-year-old girls has achieved the most significant honor for girls softball by winning the World Series, Senior League World Series title, the first ever for Sussex County and the state of Delaware. And the Delaware District 3 team's win is a milestone in local sports history, bringing Sussex County its first world championship in 30 years since 1981. Whereas Delaware District 3 team played as a formidable force in facing teams from across the United States and from around the world, displaying cooperation, consistency, and character above all else. And whereas District 3 team's accomplishment will be recorded in the annals of Little League sports history and remembered fondly as a legendary feat for generations to come. And whereas Delaware District 3 players have, with their accomplishment, evoked an overwhelming sense of pride among the community, and for this will forever be ambassadors of their sports in their county, at home, and around the world. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council commends District 3 girls softball team from Laurel upon winning the 2011 Senior League World Series title and proclaims Tuesday, August 23rd, 2011, as a day for all county residents to honor the team's remarkable achievement. We also have plaques for each of the girls, and
did you want me?
Maybe we'll read the names off, and maybe I know some of the girls couldn't be here today for work reasons.
Our game plan is going to be this: we're going to call the girls up one at a time, get their picture taken with myself and Councilman Phillip, because that's our district.
It's my district too.
Bulldog. Now, don't get confused. I didn't call him a bulldog. That's a school mascot. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to take about a 5-minute recess, and we're going to go outside on the front steps of the building and have the picture taken with the girls, all the girls, and the entire council. So
thank you.
That's the game plan.
Thanks for including us.
Yeah, thank you.
I love it, George.
I used to live in Seaford. I want you all to know.
Sarah Joe Whaley here.
But this is Laurel.
Right? Laurel. Yeah.
This is Laurel.
Take a coffee break if you want to. Work. Heaven forbid, Frank wants to try.
Look at me. 1, 2, 3.
Have a seat right now.
Greg and Green.
There's one of these pictures we got. There we go.
All right.
Congratulations. Come on in here with us. Turn around here. There you go.
You're mainly the speed picture, right? Your sister has the jump.
Is that right? Look here. Spring. One more.
Thank you, dear.
Ashley Gibbons here?
Alyssa.
Oh, excuse me, Alyssa.
Delaware Athletics, District 3.
Great job. Thanks, sweetheart.
Nicole Altman.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Courtney Lee.
Working, he's got to work, that's right. Oh, he was down our referee.
Aaron Johnson.
That's a good one.
This is our hit by the pitch girl here. Isn't it?
Way to take one for the team.
That's right.
Turned out to be the winning run, right?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Allison Pugh.
Great job. Thank you.
Whitney Tobin. Alexis Hudson. So these are the plaques that we've set aside for the girls that we knew were here. Did any come in late? Has anybody not got a plaque?
Okay. It's a good thing. All right, we're going to take about a 5-minute recess.
Mr. President, I think it would be appropriate if you move to recess for 5 minutes for the sole purpose of taking the pictures out front.
Second.
Second.
All
yes.
All right. Say it.